This Thursday, that's February 20th, a freezing rain fundraiser for the Marquette Area Blues Society. Now, this is our first affiliation with the newly formed NMU Blues Club. And so we've got a concert at the Elks Lodge in Marquette featuring Laura Rain and the Caesars from Detroit.
That's right. And Laura Rain and the Caesars, if you may recall, were also in the area for the Blues Festival in Labor Day weekend. And they've also been around to do a few things over the last couple of years because Laura works with George Friend, who's from Marquette.
That is correct. Right. And they've got a new CD out called Electrified. Just read a great review of it in Blues Blast magazine. So they're fresh off that and they're excited. They are here in town. So we got that going.
Well, I know that's the reason you mentioned that is because the forecast may look a little bit iffy for Thursday evening, but that means that the entertainers are all in town. Everybody's going to be here.
Yep, we are ready to go.
So what's happening, when and where?
All right, well, it's again a Thursday night at the Elks Lodge in downtown Marquette there. The doors will open at 7 p.m. The music starts at 7:30 with Marquette's very own Flatbroke Blues Band, followed by 8:30, another local band, Travis and the Midnight Movers, featuring Travis Swanson on guitar. And then at 9 o'clock, Laura Rain and George and the Caesars will take the stage, and they'll probably play till about 11 or so. Tickets are available at the door, and it's one low price, $5 for three bands. And if you're an NMU student or a senior citizen, $2.
Oh,
so you can't beat that. I mean, it's
Mike throws his hands up. He's like, hey, you know that
ARP, I can save $3, although I won't.
The ARP card comes in handy,
yeah,
doesn't it?
You're darn right it does.
But I don't even think they'd ID you.
But
they usually don't.
I have to also say that with this particular event, it is a fundraiser and it's going through to a few things. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for our educational outreach program, which is a big part of our mission, which is to promote the education and enjoyment of blues culture here in the UP. So it's great that we're working with the newly formed NMU Blues Club because we're really trying to get some young folks involved in the society. So all the money that we raise here will go towards the educational outreach program, which is... over the years, we've done programs, the Blues Day Tuesday program we have at Peter White Public Library. We do that the last Tuesday of every month. We've got programs. In fact, we have one coming up next Tuesday, a movie about blues great Albert Collins. We've given CDs to the Peter White Library's music collection. We've done Blues in the Schools programs. Last year, we had Grady Champion came up and spoke to the kids during the day and did a show for us at night. That was a great turnout. We've been able to donate money to the Children's Museum. They're putting in a new music room. So programs like that help us further our mission.
Mark Hamery with us from the Marquette Area Blues Society talking about the concert coming up, calling it the Freezing Rain Concert, sort of a play on Laura Rain's last name. But we're also watching the weather, and there may be a little bit of that coming on that day. But everybody's in town, so the show will go on.
That is correct. No, we're hoping it holds off until Friday. So
yeah, I think it will because you know it's good luck, right? Mm-hmm. You know. So now with the Marquette Area Blues Society, just a little bit of background on that. It's been around for a while, and of course, you know, a lot of folks know I'm affiliated with it as well. But just a little bit of history, and it's much more than just a blues festival.
Yeah, this is we've been around for about 11 years now. This will be the 11th year. And again, like I said before, it's our mission is just to promote the education and enjoyment of blues culture here in the UP. So we do that in a variety of ways throughout the year, and this freezing rain is just one of them.
And I'm sure that at the event there will be information if people want to become a member of the organization or something that they can sign up there.
Yep, we will have our membership forms there and somebody there to get them through it. It's real easy. It costs $20 a year to sign up, and... it's for a great cause.
And one of the big things also is, of course, the organization puts on the Blues Fest every Labor Day weekend. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is that last year, being as with 10th anniversary or 10th festival, there was a free Friday. Do you believe there will be a free Friday again?
There will be a free Friday again.
Ooh.
inside information, everybody.
Yes. I know a lot of people that went to that free Friday and they loved it.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It turned out great. The weather was great. We had a huge crowd. The two bands, including Laura Rain and the Caesars, was one of them, and everybody loved it. So we're going to give it a go again this year.
All right. Well, again, now the details for the event that are coming up on Thursday is what?
Thursday at the Marquette Elks Lodge, which is located at 127 North Front Street in Marquette, just on the hill there. The doors open at 7 p.m. Flat Broke goes on at 7:30, 8:30 Travis and the Midnight Movers, and 9 o'clock Laura Rain and the Caesars, featuring Laura Rain and George Friend from Marquette. And the ticket prices are at the door. It's $5 to get in and $2 for students and senior citizens. And again, all the money goes for our educational outreach program. So please come on down and some hot blues on a cold night.
Well, it's hopefully going to be a nice evening. It looks like it's going to be. We're knocking on some kind of wood here, you know.
That's right.
Website, if people have any questions?
www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com or .org.
All right. Mark Amory with us this morning, president of the Marquette Area Blues Society. Good luck, and I know we'll see you at the show.
All right. Thanks for having me over.